Lost photos when Hollywood was Hollywood, back in the good old days. And we see there Jack Nicholson and Angelica Houston. If you're plugged into the Matrix, you won't notice any anomalies. But what do you notice here? Do you notice anything strange? Let's practice a bit of focused observation. It's pretty simple, really. Let me just simplify it for you. Is that a man or a woman? It has long hair, and it's wearing a bikini, and it's a famous actress. Therefore, it must be a woman. That's the conclusion most people reach. But I'm sorry, that is a logical fallacy. Just because someone is wearing a bikini and has long hair doesn't mean it's a woman. Look at the body. Is that a male butt or a female butt? Is that a male chest or a female chest? Why would Jack Nicholson date a transvestite for 17 years? But Jack Nicholson, he's so awesome. He's so cool. The Shining. Easy Rider. The Joker. Their ways are not our ways. And there's Angelica Houston. We still have a problem. Because it has long hair and it's wearing lipstick and makeup. It has to be a female, right? Because we don't know how to define what a woman is anyway. I'm not a biologist. Angelica Houston. First name is actually Angel, right? Angel Houston. Son of John Houston, an eccentric rebel of epic proportions. This Hollywood titan who reigned supreme. 10-time Oscar-nominated legend. A man of renown. The Titans have androgynous children because the Titans are gods and their children are also gods. And gods are genderless. Here's Angel Houston. Oh, look at, they changed the G to a J. So we wouldn't notice. This is an androgynous angel. Huge stone. The very tall, exotically beautiful young woman modeled for several years. Very tall. And the father was a titan. Now here's the real reason I'm making this video. Natalie Wood, Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe from 1962. Unreleased photos. Seen here for the first time. All right, now I'm going to scroll up a bit. Do you notice any strange anomalies with the sex goddess? Now I'm not sure whose hands these are there. What kind of hand is that on the right? Is that a man hand? It kind of looks like a man hand, right? But look at this hand there. Now, there does seem to be some esoteric symbology going on as well. But just look at the bone structure, though. Look at that hand. That's a man hand.
She had man hands.
And even the arm and the shoulder. And even the face, actually. This person wore wigs and lipstick and makeup. And this person, who claimed to be a woman, in fact, was the first person on the cover of Playboy magazine, probably the number one sex symbol in the world. Would you want to shake hands with this person? Would you want to go on a date with this woman? When you're on Tinder, do you look for women with large hands? So if somebody has male hands, there's a very good chance that other parts of their body will also be male. That's my hypothesis. But go ahead and prove me wrong. Keep lusting after the tranny, if that's what you want to do. If that's what gets you through the day, then by all means, keep going in that direction. Best of luck to you. And like I said before, all roads lead to David Bowie. What kind of clothes is he wearing? In fact, it looks kind of like the first, the body shape, the chest, looks very similar to the first photo we saw right there. Pretty flat chest and small pelvis. Long hair and a dress. Now, a lot of people would conclude that's a woman because it has long hair and a dress, even though, you know, I'm just guessing here, just going out on a limb, crazy theory, a wild conspiracy theory. I'm going to say this is a transvestite because that's what I observe, a male to female transvestite. Vest is clothing. Trans is changing. Wearing the clothing of the opposite sex. That's what I'm seeing here. This is what I observe. Just very simple observation. It's called a transvestite. And this is part of their ritual, part of their belief. This helps them to become angels. That's their species. In 1972, if you recall, if you're paying attention at all, is around the same time he wrote these songs about the Vril race, the superior race of aliens living underground, Oh You Pretty Things, and the Supermen. And there he is right there, a Superman, a super trans, the androgynous race, the coming race. There it is right there, the race of androgynes. Now, if you look at here at the comments, gorgeous photos of icons. Now, icon comes from the Greek word icon, which means idol, idolatry. So Hollywood is the idolatry industry. They basically want to create a world full of sin, a world that is completely opposed to the creator of the world. For example, this is the species they want to create, something completely alien to the creation of the world. Androgynes do not exist in nature, but here they are. They've created a new race. We live in this world full of idolatry, full of deception, propaganda, full of lies, and they're trying to influence us and get us to follow them and idolize them and get us to partake in this sorcery and witchcraft. And now they want us to inject poison into our bodies. That's pharmakia. Now, this one probably didn't take enough pharmakia. This one could have used a little bit more pharmakia. Or maybe it did. Maybe it overdosed on pharmakia. And this is this is like a side effect. The Addams Family. Well, that's a good role to play there, you know. Yeah. Be afraid. Use your mind. Think. Look. Practice focused observation. Look. That's a male body. That's a male face. This is like the Statue of Liberty, you know what I mean? This is a eunuch priest. This is a Gali. This is a Gala priest. These are the broadest shoulders on earth. They turn these people into actresses when really they should have been like linebackers in the NFL. I think it's a real waste of talent and resources. There's Jane Mansfield at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Now you're going to want to look at more photos, but I've done videos on this person before. Does seem to have linebacker shoulders, and we know what's going on there.
And it seems kind of funny, kind of like a dream. Things ain't always what they seem.